10% of the Massachusetts population is now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, according to state health officials. As more people get vaccines, what is the guidance about what is and is not safe? Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Shira Doron, infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
So one of the questions that we've been hearing in the newsroom here at WBUR is, okay, I'm vaccinated. Can I hug my grandchildren? Yes or no?
Well, I say yes, but of course, everybody's risk tolerance is different.
Risk tolerance meaning what?
So when it comes to the vaccine, you can feel very confident that all three vaccines protect you extremely well from severe disease, hospitalization, death. But we still do have some obligation to others, and there are some sort of nuanced decisions that each individual is going to need to make about their own risk tolerance for themselves and for others when it comes to what they can do after vaccination.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the things that people may still have to do despite the fact that they're vaccinated. Masks? Yes?
Yes. So, you know, and part of that is also going to be the fact that, you know, having received the vaccine, we're not given a beacon to place on our forehead to advertise our vaccination status. So from a social standpoint, we need to model good behavior. We need to be good citizens. And so when we're out in public, out and about, we are going to have to follow all of the rules, masks and distancing. But behind closed doors, that's where that risk tolerance is going to come into play. And the way I like to explain it to people is we can now place the risk into buckets from riskiest to least risky. And of course, the least risky is going to be vaccinated people hanging out with vaccinated people. So if you're getting together with family members that are also vaccinated and you want to remove masks and hug each other, that's a pretty safe activity.
What about travel? Everyone's been cooped up for a while. Is it safe to travel, particularly to fly right now? What are the risks?
Well, I'll say that, again, if you're fully vaccinated, in other words, you've received your second or only, in the case of Johnson & Johnson vaccine, dose of vaccine, and a couple of weeks have passed, you are very well protected against severe illness and death. However, the CDC and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health are still asking people to simply not travel. And that's because even vaccinated, there is this small risk that you could be asymptomatically infected and moving virus around the country or around the world, especially there is a concern that you could be moving a variant virus from a place where it's more prevalent to a place where it's less prevalent.
So it still sounds a little bit confusing for some folks. What's your main sort of piece of advice for guidance now that some people are vaccinated, but some are not? What's the best way to be safe?
If I had to just boil it down to one or two sentences, it's really this. You can feel very safe now that you're fully vaccinated. You are very unlikely to become severely ill or to die from COVID-19. So you can go about your life and do the things that are most important to you. No vaccine is 100%. And there is a small, very small chance that you could have asymptomatic infection and transmit it. So when it comes to your interactions with others, there needs to be a conversation about what that level of risk is and what level of risk you're willing to tolerate. Human interaction is vital. For many people, hugging their children and grandchildren is essential. And so that should not be minimized.
All right. Dr. Shira Doron, an infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.